More than 3 million Californians have diabetes. One in four cannot afford their insulin. Attorney General Rob Bonta filed suit against manufacturers Eli Lilly, Novo Nordisk, and Sanofi, saying they illegally overcharge patients.
Big pharmaceutical companies have artificially inflated the price of insulin such that a vial of insulin may cost $300 or more when it only costs just a few dollars to make it. The increase in price is not based on cost. It's not based on research and development. It is artificially being increased. And so we ask ourselves, is this fair? No. Is this illegal? Yes, it is.
The lawsuit also blames pharmacy benefit managers, CVS Caremark, Express Scripts, and OptumRx. They manage prescription drug programs that provide insulin. A 2021 study by the Rand Corporation comparing the insulin prices of nearly three dozen countries found a huge disparity. Anthony Wright leads the consumer advocacy group Health Access.
And insulin is a particular poster child for inflated prices. A recent Rand study showed that that in the U.S. we often pay 10 times more or more for insulin than in other countries in Europe or Asia or beyond.
Bonta said the manufacturers raise the price of insulin in lockstep with each other. The prescription drug managers then negotiate with the manufacturers to get a percentage of that price in exchange for prominently promoting their high-priced insulin over cheaper alternatives, according to Bonta. A team of Canadian scientists discovered insulin a century ago. They sold the patent to the University of Toronto for just $1, hoping to avoid a monopoly that could cause high prices. But eventually, the market came to be dominated by just three companies. Kevin Wren is an activist associated with the California chapter of Insulin for All. He said he must take insulin every day to survive, but hasn't always been able to afford it.
I was diagnosed in 2001, and I first rationed in 2009. My story is not unique. Nearly one in four people with diabetes have rationed insulin. This is unconscionable. The drug is over 100 years old and costs $5 to make. It costs us $300. I constantly use it, and without it, I start to die a painful death within a couple days. I've had ketoacidosis, I've been hospitalized, have complications, all because I rationed my insulin. This shouldn't happen. The rest of the world pays $30 for what we pay for $300.
New federal legislation caps the price of insulin for people on Medicare to $35 a month. Democrats had hoped to expand that cap to cover private insurance plans too, but Senate Republicans refused. The California state government is considering making its own insulin and selling it at a much cheaper price. Last year, the state legislature approved $100 million for the project, with $50 million set aside for developing three types of insulin and the rest going to a potential manufacturing facility. State officials hope a California brand of generic insulin could disrupt the market and bring down all insulin prices. Bonta says he hopes his lawsuit does the same thing. I'm Eileen Alfandary for KPFA News.